Pastor Doug Mitchum from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio, and we welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week we will be talking about movies. I heard that Muppet creator Jim Henson once said, "Life's like a movie. Write your own ending. Keep believing, keep pretending." Now, I don't know about the pretending part, but I definitely know that we need to keep believing in the path the Lord has for us, don't we? But I suppose the pretending part makes me think of how we are entertained in life. Movies have always been a fun distraction when things get stressful, and it's a nice escape from day-to-day reality. You know, one of my earliest memories of seeing a movie in a theater was when I was probably close to 4 years old. And you might be thinking that I would mention a Disney movie or another animated feature of some sort. But actually, the ladies in our family had a get-together, so the men decided to go and see the movie The Sting with Paul Newman and Robert Redford. And the memory that I have from that movie is being there with my dad and grandfathers, and I actually fell asleep a few minutes into the movie and woke up during the very last scene. In fact, I remember that there was a gunfight and one of the characters that we thought was killed actually faked them out and was okay. That's all that I remember from that movie. I guess I should go back and watch the whole thing now that I am an adult. I'm sure it'd make a lot more sense now. But thankfully, I grew up during the film industry's glory years. You know, I can remember seeing the first Star Wars movie in the theater as a seven-year-old kid, and I vividly remember the Tusken Raider attacking Luke Skywalker. It was a scary moment for a kid. And actually, I guess it's a scary moment now when I watch it again, too. You know, I think the seven-year-old kid in me still gets anxious when they jump out and make that creepy screaming sound that they do, you know? But I also enjoyed seeing the first of the Indiana Jones movie series. You know, I've always been a big fan of action movies. Then, you know, when I was in high school, I actually remember and loved seeing Back to the Future for the first time in the theater. And, you know, I've always been intrigued by the fantasy of time travel. And that movie had a fun way of looking at that subject. Then as an adult, you know, I love the movie That Thing You Do. It's a movie about a band. It's a journey through the lives of a local band, actually, in the 60s, who gained stardom with one hit song. And many of the things they went through were very relatable to my years being in bands. And it's fun to kind of live that with them as they go through the movie there. But I also really enjoyed the movie National Treasure. You know, it was full of action and adventure and had some interesting American history throughout the film. Of course, some things I think they made up with their creative liberties there. But we actually used the theme from that movie for one of our patriotic pageants at church 1 year. But we did use the clues to show how our nation was founded as one nation under God instead of pursuing a monetary treasure of any sort. It worked out really well. But, you know, it always brings back fun memories of the blockbuster movies from my childhood, like Star Wars and Indiana Jones, like we mentioned, when we go to Hollywood Studios at Disney World. You know, they have the new Star Wars land there where you can actually see the Millennium Falcon and so many other things there. It's kind of neat to see. And then Star Tours as well. And then they have a live action Indiana Jones stunt show. And that's awesome. And funny side note on that, both my dad and my wife, Emily, have been in that stunt show before. They select people out of the audience, and they were selected as, quote, extras, and got to be a part of the show. And I never did get selected to be in that show, but as I phased out from performing with live band performances, I ended up starting to work with movie productions and actually did some extra work in real movies here in the Ohio area. You know, as of this recording, I've been in, I believe, 8 movies or TV shows as an extra. And, you know, there was a time when I was working with a production each year and sometimes 2 in a year. But with the COVID restrictions that have been in place over the last year, I've kind of taken a little break from it at the moment. But, we'll see as things move along. Might get to do that again, you know. But in the productions that I've been a part of, I've worked with so many famous actors, it's awesome to be able to get to see them and to be around, their craft and what they do. Some of the actors, of course, were Arnold Schwarzenegger, John Travolta, Lindsay Wagner, used to be Bionic Woman, and then Matthew McConaughey, of course, and others. With Matthew McConaughey, I actually started the scene that I was in standing right next to him each take. So every time they'd say, back to one, we'd have to go back to where we started, and it was always right next to Matthew. There we were. But one of the other extras that I became friends with during that session tried to start up a conversation with him one time in between takes. And the interesting was that Matthew McConaughey was in such character. He was kind of in it deep there. He ignored anything that this guy next to me said. And, I looked at him, and as we were standing there getting ready to go, and he was kind of standing there awkwardly, and I raised my eyebrows to silently say, oops. You shouldn't talk to the main actor there. But most of the time, though, the actors are pretty friendly when it's downtime and you get a chance to talk to them. In fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger actually came into the extras commissary, or that's a fancy word for food tent, and said hello to several of us there, several of the extras, when it was the film here in Columbus that he shot. I believe it was called Aftermath. And I was right behind him as he turned and said in his familiar accent, how you doing today? A little shocked I was that he spoke to me. I think I said something back like, I'm doing great, but a little cold, because it was February there in Ohio during the filming, and we were all freezing. But the biggest movie that I have ever been a part of was actually the Fast and the Furious 8 movie that had some of the stunt scenes filmed, which were supposed to look like New York City, but they were filmed in Cleveland, Ohio. And it was one of the more entertaining days of filming. In fact, they shot one scene where a machine gun sprayed bullets at a car that eventually blew up and flipped. Of course, the bullets were blanks, and the car flipping was all meticulously choreographed there. But if you get to see the movie, you may just see me walking down the street in New York City as the Russian diplomat there is struggling to get through downtown. I actually paused the movie at the right moment when I was watching it, where I saw myself walking along the street with a camera around my neck like a tourist. It was a fun time, but I think one of the biggest blessings of working on these projects is that I get a chance to share with the other extras what I actually do in the ministry. And it seems like when I bring up that I am a pastor, I end up in a mini counseling of some sort there, a little mini counseling session. A lot of questions and a lot of issues that people are going through, and they're looking for someone to be able to talk to. Several times I have actually had the chance to witness the Lord during those long hours of waiting to be in the next scene. And, the Lord can use us in many situations that we wouldn't have imagined if we, would just allow Him. One of the movies that had a great impact, not only on Christians, but also non-believers, was the movie The Passion of the Christ. It is one of the few rated R movies that I have seen, actually, and especially in the theater. But it was for the graphic violence that portrayed what the scriptures say and how they describe Jesus, what he went through during the crucifixion process. And it was so realistic. Some, in fact, had to leave the theater as those torturous scenes took place. But the movie really brought the scriptures to life and made us realize even more how much Jesus endured for our sins to be forgiven. Galatians 1:4 says the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age. Boy, we need that. Amen. It says, according to the will of our God and Father, he gave himself for our sins. He paid the penalty and provided atonement. And seeing how he paid the penalty for us brought tears to our eyes there up on the silver screen. As we understood better how we now just have to look at that victory over sin and death through the sacrifice that was made. I suppose that, that's why the movies are so impactful on our society. It's something that can really bring some of those issues to life and some of those things. That's where some of the new Christian movies that have been coming out can really make an impact on the world. Movies like God's Not Dead or War Room have done well in the box office, and that just tells me that people are hungry for positive and uplifting entertainment, aren't they? You know, we often see that the interest in the film is not usually about the movie itself, you know, sometimes about the actors and such, but typically it's about the storyline. That's the backbone of the film. So I would ask you, what does your storyline look like in your life? Is it full of drama? Is it comedy? Action? Or maybe it's horror. Well, today might be a good day to evaluate how things are going in your life. And are things going the way that you would like? If not, remember that sacrifice that was made, that sacrifice was made for you by Jesus. You know, he can help you create a brand new storyline in your life today. All you have to do is ask, and he'll be right there for you. And knowing that is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey, isn't it? Our podcast, again, is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church, and more information can be found about the church at gracechapel.us. Again, that's gracechapel.us. Remember also that you can send me an email directly to Pastor Doug Meacham at yahoo.com. Again, that's Pastor Doug, M-E-A-C-H-A-M, at yahoo.com. So won't you join us again next week for Life's Beautiful Journey? Thanks again for joining us, and God bless.